Marama Davidson co-leads the Greens. She's with us for a kōrero today. Tēnā koe, tuhine, ngamahi.
Morena, they'll always prioritise you, Dale.
Oh,
always.
Thank you, Marama. You too, you too, sis. I always enjoy our conversations. Look, the budget's been out. Looking at it through a green lens here, enough done, satisfactory, 5 out of 10. Where's it sit for you?
Important to see the green wins in there. So the extending 20 hours free ECE is something we've campaigned on in 2014. The free public transport for Tamariki, yay, yay, yay. The warmer Kiwi homes is about expanding it and having heat pumps and so on. And that was basically started in 2008 by Jeanette Fitzsimons. And then, of course, $1.4 billion for climate action on top of they're already $2.9 billion. So really good, really positive steps that the Greens have done long work on. And of course, Dale, it's still not as fast and as urgent as we would have seen in a Green budget, where we would have really prioritised climate action and making sure everyone has enough to live with dignity.
Thanks. The announcement of your list last week, we haven't had a chance to reflect on that, but it's stacked full of Māori, which should be really encouraging, this green and brown coalition, if you will, as the makeup of the Greens is very important, and it does signal a direction that the party is travelling in there.
Only the Green Party will take that climate action, make sure that people have what they need as a priority. So if people want a strong Green Party MP influence, and our list is fantastic, then that is the way to get more of those people on the list. I would love to see Darlene Tuna on the list. I'd love to see in Parliament. I'd love to see Efesor, and it's possible for us to do that. We're polling just under there, so I really do encourage, if people want to see more of that awesomeness, it's the Green Party vote that will matter.
I just spoke with John Hooker, who was at the Court of Appeal against the establishment of a hydrogen plant at Kapuni in Taranaki, and it comes under an energy outfit that has an ingoa Māori but doesn't necessarily have, the financial trail doesn't point to Māori interests. Frustrating is the people of South Taranaki are forced to rearguard action and challenge left, right and centre to the scraping of the sea floor, to the establishment of these types of facilities that have the potential to degrade the environment. A long sense of frustration for the people of South Taranaki, Marama.
Yeah, we've got to support the home people, and especially in South Taranaki, acknowledge the grassroots campaign against the destruction of their taiao, their moana. We're standing strong against seabed mining. A little bit sase when companies do that. There's quite a few examples of that. They have a Māori name. It always feels a little bit disingenuous because they want to suck us in that they're tiao Māori. They're clearly not. So I really need to put all of our support behind the home people and those that long fight that they've had as kaitiaki. And again, that's a Green Party priority, is to support those kaitiaki responsibilities and uphold that mana of hapu and iwi over their whenua.
Thank you. You're in recess this week. What's taking up most of your time, Marama?
I'm about to go back to the Community Housing Aotearoa Conference. I'm in Christchurch this morning. I've got a keynote this morning, so does Minister Woods. I think the Human Rights Call, was it yesterday or the day before, to really return housing as a human right, housing as a core public good, to the way that Aotearoa deals with housing. So not just a way for wealthy property investors to build up massive, massive wealth on the backs of families and people who are just trying to find a place to live. That's where we have to return to. That's what the Human Rights Commission have called for in their response to the burning down of Lofus Lodge and the loss of those lives. And if we had made sure over decades that everyone has a home, we would not see people in whānau like those in Lofus Lodge having to have such narrow, terrible choices about a place to live, a safe, secure place to live with support. So I'm speaking this morning, and I hope to align with those calls from the community who know that housing should be a human right.
Have a great day down there, and thank you for sharing some kōrero with us today, albeit briefly. We'll catch up with you again soon. Thank you, Marama.
Ngā mihi, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Marama Davidson with us, co-leader of the Greens.